We are at the IPSA Games 2023. Ian Johns is with me. He is the man when it comes to being head of the GB judo team here. You've been training the guys pretty hard today. How are things looking?
Not bad. No, I'm joking. They looked on fire this morning. Really good. Really happy with how they're feeling, how they're looking. It's a tough event. We know that the world's best are here. I'm very proud to say that we're up there with the world's best. So the competition, it's like any competition. We'll see. You could be in the best shape ever and lose first fight. So I'm happy because they look good and they are happy. So we'll see where it goes.
We've been doing all the physical stuff out there, all the training, the mat work and so on, but so mentally as well, it must be pretty big.
Yes. Well, the hard work's already been done. Like today, the session we did today was just a quick firing session. So judo's a tough sport, so you have to train blooming hard to get anywhere, you know. So last week the guys trained, and they trained so well. Unfortunately, we've got one of the guys who are injured, Dan, who we expected to be there thereabouts for the medals, but he's injured and we can't do anything about that. So he'll be here. He's coming to support the team because the team are so strong. Like, it doesn't matter if they're in the same weight categories or anything like that. They're a proper little family together. They look after each other, and it'll be what it'll be.
And this tournament obviously counts towards the Paralympics as well for next year.
Yes.
How does that work? What do they have to do to get into the squad?
So essentially, the qualification period already started, and it's about ranking. So they've just got to essentially get as high up the ranking points as possible. And they're different weight categories, different numbers. They maybe have to be in the top 6 to 9 to qualify for the games, basically. But we're about halfway through now, and we're in strong positions. We've got a number one in the world, 3 number fours, a number two in the world as well in Dan. So like we're strong right now. We do know that we've got 4 or 5 more events after this. So just a good performance here would be nice.
We were standing watching some of the training going on here. It was physical, it was hard, you're really driving them out there, but they were enjoying themselves as well. There's a real spirit between them.
Of course, yeah. Not every visually impaired person doesn't like fighting. So, I'm not visually impaired. I'm just a judo coach, but I see myself as an honorary visually impaired person. I've been around the team now for 9 years. This will be my 3rd Paralympics as the head coach. I've even got a Paralympic tattoo on my shoulder, for goodness sakes. So I feel I am an honorary visually impaired guy. So, but the team are so good. Like they push each other every day. They if something's not right, they tell each other. If something's right, they tell each other. Like they're so good at being like that. And I think from the whole time that I've been with them, they've been like this.
Obviously, you're all looking for the next generation of athletes as well. I mean, how do you encourage people to get into the sport and to train? Okay, maybe not just for that level, maybe just for fun and competitive. So how do you get more people?
I mean, we've had a couple of like social media events to try and get more people in. And do you know what? We just need more people to do judo. COVID didn't help. That is for sure. But now COVID's finished. Should we say they're finished? COVID no longer is a stopper for us. So we have a very, very successful parapotential team, which Kirsten came out of. And that parapotential, we named it parapotential, but essentially it was a training opportunity for visually impaired people that are doing judo or want to do judo for everybody to get together. I set the group up so as parents could chat to each other, they could work out how to get the free rail cards, they could work out how to, you know, what they do when they go to restaurants, when they need a different a reader on the phones and stuff like that. But yeah, it's time. Now's time. Coming up to another Paralympic Games, it's time for visually impaired people to come out and do sport. And judo is the most competitive sport out there. Like it's brilliant. And it's not too dissimilar from the Olympic sport. They only start on the grip. That's the main difference. So, and we've got a very successful group of kids coming through. And not just kids, like older people as well, like 29, 30, 40, going up to 40s and 50s, people taking up judo because it's so inclusive. So,
We'll be following the guys through the tournament. Yeah. Best of luck to you all, and thanks for speaking with us on the RMIB Connect Radio.
Anytime.